Hollywood is burning. The Writers Guild of America has been striking for over 135 days, and the Screen Actors Guild has been striking for over 65. A combined 160,000 actors and 12,000 writers are striking for a better deal, and every day that passes, its effects are beginning to spread across the globe. That fire that started in Hollywood is spreading, with Australia and its $3 billion film industry beginning to catch a light.
Striking Hollywood writers have rejected the latest proposal from production studios.
There's a level of expectation that they have that is just not realistic. And they are adding to a set of challenges that this business is already facing.
We will not be having our jobs taken away and giving to robots. We will not have you take away our right to work and earn a decent living.
My name is Jesse Fairweather, and I will be your host for this audio documentary on the writer's strike and its effects on Australia. I spoke to numerous people across the Australian film and TV landscape, and what I discovered is the reach, impact, and magnitude of social change that is upon the industry. The writer's strike not only affects the writers, it affects cinematographers.
There is an opportunity in which I could put in hours, months, years of work, and it just all goes away.
It affects actors.
Writing plays an enormous, enormous part of your capacity as an actor when you take on a job.
It affects production members.
There was also another production that fell apart only a few weeks ago. That is due to the writer's strike.
It affects extras and their agents.
Change is always going to be upon us. We either get run over by this technology or we learn to work with the technology.
It affects students and the multi-billion dollar education industry.
We don't really like talking about it too much because it feels like it's instilling fear in us.
It affects directors.
There's like a year of work leading up to our shoot that's happening in 2 weeks. And for all of that to just like end would just be so disheartening. I mean, the thought of it is just horrible.
And an unprecedented number of other occupations. Before we dive into each of these roles, it's important to understand the social issues that are affecting the writers and actors in Hollywood and by proxy here in Australia, as they are just as relevant in our home country.
Why are people striking?
Lachlan Anderson Schmidt is an Australian Writers Guild member and a cinematographer who has worked on a variety of small and large-scale film and TV productions, has dreams of making it within the industry as a screenwriter. But with this strike, that path is no longer as clear as it once was. So to begin, let's examine when and how the strike came to be, and why the industry is currently in such a state of disarray.
The main fear is ambiguity. I've just written this short film and obviously, it's not for money or anything like that, but I could market it as like, hey, I've written this and I've written this, you know. As you said, that's all up in the air now.
The Writers Guild of America officially went on strike on the 2nd of May 2023, citing improper payment and remuneration in the age of streaming, lack of writers' rooms and no safeguards when it comes to artificial intelligence, and an overall sense of ambiguity from the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers, or the AMPTP. This means that no new scripts, improvisations, or changes to original scripts are allowed to be made, forcing numerous productions to grind to a standstill, including all major talk shows as well. On July 14, the Screen Actors Guild of America joined the strike in solidarity, and to strike against the use of AI, an imminent threat to the creative industry. This meant that SAG members cannot act in films, TV, or any form of media, or even promote upcoming films and TV shows. So that means no red carpets, no award shows, and no marketing. A massive blow to studio financial viability and taking this strike to the next level. Now, with American actors joining their colleagues in striking, all American productions, even those being filmed here in Australia, were shut down entirely. The producers want to blame the shutdowns upon the writers and the actors, but it's important to remember why these creators are striking.
I remember one of my friends was wanting to work on an A24 film, and she was going to go fly out to New York to go do that, but, you know, now that's sort of all up in the air with AI. She's petrified. If she goes there's not going to be a job for her waiting, and she's starting to build that resentment against, like, you know, the Hollywood industry.
According to the WGA, the total number the writers are after is only $429 million per year. And now this figure may appear astounding at first glance, but in comparison, only attributes to 2% of the total revenue made yearly in the film industry. And more importantly, this number is not to increase already high-paid writers and salaries, but rather the opposite. The average salary is just under $30,000 a year, or less than required to receive industry health insurance.
You know, obviously, this isn't the highest paying job out of everyone. If that was the case, people want to go be executive producers, producers, all that sort of stuff, because they rack in money. Specifically for writers, it's pretty, you do it because you love it. You don't really do it necessarily because of the economics.
But even if you don't do it for the economics, you deserve to be compensated fairly. And when it comes to residuals, well, we'll get around to that later. But how does this affect the Australian writers? Well, firstly, Australian writers working in international productions and here in Australia also have a guild standing against corruption, that being the Australian Writers Guild. And the AWG members are standing in solidarity with their American friends. The Australian Writers Guild is being incredibly supportive, as the conditions that the Writers Guild of America are striking for also affect Australian creatives as well.
With these societies, when you join them, they do take care of you. And that's sort of the importance of it. And when you do have these guilds and you have that backbone, it's really helpful.
Australian writers are also not receiving adequate pay when it comes to projects. And the introduction of artificial intelligence has the capacity to destroy not only America's, but our own multi-billion dollar film industry in a matter of years. But once again, we're getting ahead of ourselves. We'll get there in due course. For now, let's take a look at an Australian who's been directly impacted by the strike in a quest to pursue film and TV in the United States.
Pursuing a career in America and the importance of residuals.
Liliana Stark is an Australian-American director who creates thought-provoking short films that employ numerous people. With a background in acting and having written multiple projects of her own, she has a deep and personal connection with film. Liliana is going to move back to America to pursue her burgeoning film career, except right now, there's nothing to move to. But if she remains here, the industry is turning to something that is just as volatile.
This is like a big frustration I have at the moment, is that no one's really talking about this in Australia. It's like all well and good for us to pretend like we're not affected by what's going on over there. But you do, again, you get to a certain point in Australia where whether you're an actor or a writer, these people who are specifically impacted at the moment, you're going to get to a point where you need to sign up to one of these unions if you want to like do work in the US. I was reading a really interesting article in the ABC that an Australian screenwriter was speaking about, and it's like the WGA has sort of said that any Australian writers who take up work with any of the struck companies will be given a lifetime ban from ever signing up to the WGA.
And this is true. The AWG and WGA stand in solidarity with each other, and because of this, have recommended all foreign guilds refrain from submitting scripts or working with Hollywood studios until the closure of this strike. That means massive co-productions between the two countries, the ones that bring large amounts of money into the economy, are no longer possible until the strike resolves. Although this may seem unfair, it's important to remember that SAG and the WGA are fighting for better rights for all creatives, including one of the biggest issues of all. Residuals in the age of streaming.
A lot of the time, the money that you're making in those positions, it goes so fast. And that's why residuals are so fucking important, because that's like what keeps actors afloat between not having any work. And it's not like I think the money that people think that it is, especially for writing. I mean, you get paid nothing as a screenwriter. It's like it all comes from love of the game.
Residuals means that every time an episode or film you worked on is watched, you receive a check. In the age of TV channels, this could be in the range of thousands of dollars. In the age of streaming, where giant corporations such as Netflix, Amazon, and Disney hide their streaming numbers, this number looks very different. In a report by Collider, it was revealed that Ethan Drogan, the head writer for the show Suits, and his five other co-writers received a combined $3,000 in residuals from the show, which has been on Netflix for nearly 8 years and was advertised as number one on Netflix very recently. Aaron Paul, star of Breaking Bad, has not received a single cent in residuals from the show since it has been aired on Netflix. You may be thinking this wouldn't affect the elites in Hollywood, and you're right, it doesn't affect the elites. Doesn't even affect only Hollywood. It affects the tens of thousands of individuals living in the gig economy here in Australia. And right now, that gig economy simply isn't functioning.
That's what the problem is that privileged and rich, they're not affected by this issue. It's the middle class, the people who are struggling that are affected by it. It's hard because obviously we rely on the work coming from America to make money. So many people here do. And I think, you know, there's danger in becoming complacent. To pretend like we're completely not affected by the rest of the world is ludicrous.
Before we hear from more people who are already ingrained in the industry, it's important to take a step back and look at where they came from. I spoke with a film student in her graduating year who had some important things to say regarding the effects the strike is having on Australian film studies, a multi-million dollar educational industry.
Why should we care about students? And who should we blame?
To study film media in university, the approximate cost can range anywhere between $16,000 to $100,000 at top organisations such as the Western Australia Academy of Performing Arts. Australia has over 1.4 million students studying, and thousands of these students pursue film, meaning thousands of students are doing degrees for positions that are currently not available. I spoke with film student Paris about why she is studying film and what she wants out of her degree and how this strike is impacting her.
It's a huge, huge thing. We can't just sit around and say, oh, we're only doing it because we want to be creative. We want our work to be seen, or it's just for our portfolio. Yes, and also because we want to make a living and we want to survive.
They're not studying this degree to find a hobby. They're studying it to find careers. Fear is spreading across the educational institutions in Australia, as thousands who study the arts may find that there are no longer jobs available in their desired field. Despite the fears being felt, Paris seems to be able to find some positive effect in the strike. She shared with me how the strike is giving her a sense of inspiration and instilling in her hopes that the industry will change for the better.
There's always that thing where, like, you don't have to prove yourself. Like, just be comfortable in who you are. I agree with that 100%. But in this industry, it's all about proving yourself. And you got to have that, like, strive for action, I guess, that motivation to just constantly want to one-up yourself. And that's what I feel like this strike is kind of instilling in me right now.
Furthermore, Paris wants to reiterate that the blame does not fall upon the shoulders of those striking, but the organisations that have led them to strike.
But now that this strike is happening, it's kind of highlighted the necessity of writers, which I've always known, but it's kind of highlighted it to the public, I guess, because we won't have any movies without the writers, obviously. We won't have anything good without the writers.
A massive social issue that is prevalent within our media and the production companies is placing the blame on the writers. This is factually incorrect. Strikes occur when there is a severe lack of understanding and support between parties and when an industry requires change. And it's undoubtable that the film and television industry requires change. The AMPTP are the ones who are exacerbating this strike. They are the ones that are putting Australians and Americans out of work. They are why productions are shutting down. The major studios do not want to pay more money to their workers, and they want to use artificial intelligence to replace extras and actors, and they want to make as much money as possible. Smaller independent studios such as A24 and Neon have approved interim agreements allowing Australian films such as Talk to Me to be advertised, promoted, and to become a massive box office success. So don't place the blame on the writers or the actors. Place it on the producers who are forcing them to give up their livelihood and strike for a fair wage.
Extras and actors, can artificial intelligence, like myself, replace them?
To move away from the writing side of the strike, it's important to realise the other camps of those striking, the SAG-AFTRA Guild. This is the American Union of Actors, and they are striking against the usage of AI in the acting field, and furthermore, in solidarity with the writers. In Australia, the Media, Entertainment and Arts Alliance, or MEAA, is the union responsible for the Australian actors and extras. And extras are one of the things that the producers have on the chopping block. Gary Hope is a casting agent and owner of agency 888 and Movie Extras Club, and has put Australian extras on set for the last 27 years. And if the producers get their way, these extras may be no more.
It's real. They're doing away with humans, 100%. And that's why we support the strike, because they're fighting for all those extras that want to earn a bit of extra money.
In an article written by NPR, it outlines how Disney was taking background extras and scanning them to create a digital likeness back in 2021. To save money, studios want this to be the industry norm, paying someone the minimum of $187 for a day's work as a background extra, scanning their likeness and then using it indefinitely.
Like, there's a lot of excellent agents around the area, and we're all the same, you know, we're all getting our bread and butter from doing extras and acting, and, you know, a good actor will start as an extra, right? So, and they'll build up that online credibility, and that they'll get to meet people and they'll make friends, and a lot of people have relationships that are built from extras.
Extras agencies have hundreds of people on the books, and thousands of people work on big film and TV sets each year in extras positions. By removing this line of work, not only are you taking funds away from workers, but killing hopes and dreams as well. Extras get the opportunity to interact with their favourite actors and directors on set, and are a memorable experience for all involved. The writers and actors keep dreams alive, and they keep businesses like Movie Extras Club and Agency 888 flourishing.
You know, we support the strike, and we support the writers, and we support the the actors being on strike. We do that because they're doing it for us. You know, so if we can take a bit of short-term pain and still try and keep our businesses running, then that's okay.
Although extras are important, the implementation of AI also affects actors who are making a breakthrough in this industry, and there are countless Australian actors and stars who will have their careers impacted by the use of AI.
Acting? More like copy and paste? Who needs creativity anyway?
Courtney Clark is an actress who has risen to prominence in a supporting role on Last King of the Cross, a massive Australian and US co-collaboration that provided work for hundreds of people, and also in a leading role in the upcoming Australian TV show, Paper Dolls. She had a lot to say about SAG and the importance of the strike.
You can totally be an Aussie and still be a SAG member, especially if you've been to the States before, if you have American representation. I think it's pretty normal that anyone who is an Aussie who wants to work in the States signs up with the union. You know, a lot of my friends, as I was saying before, who are SAG members, even if they're in Australia at the moment, they're still striking, they're not going to events and things. So there have been like kind of a lot of prems that I know my friends have been in shows in Australia that aren't in the States, that they've kind of been like, you know, in solidarity, we're not going to go to the premiere.
One of the most critical reasons the actors are striking and not promoting their work is the implementation of AI. And like Gary said, the best actors start out as extras, but AI stands to prevent this process, as it can remove entire roles and essentially copy and paste actors in certain roles. Black Mirror, a science fiction program, recently ran an episode about this exact phenomenon, and now it seems to be coming to fruition.
Probably like 4 years ago, maybe 5 years ago, I was doing some acting training with, you know, one of my very tight, close coaches. And he was kind of like talking to a couple of us about the fact that, you know, realistically, AI is a thing that's been present now for quite a few years. And it was only going to be so long before it started to be a bit of a conversation in regards to the entertainment industry. Wanting to be able to copy and paste footage of people that they can just kind of use forevermore. I mean, it stands for itself as something that's just corrupt.
The industry is reliant on creatives to make its bread and butter. This year alone, two of the highest grossing films are unique character-driven epics with original plots and themes, with these films being Barbie and Oppenheimer. They've inspired millions and showed that the industry thrives when it's at its creative peak, and that having creative writers absent of AI is the way forward.
Nothing would start from anywhere other than the idea. So we wouldn't really have an industry without our writers in general.
And furthermore, Courtney says it better than I ever could have said myself.
Pay these people is my opinion, and it's only fair.
But there's one major part of the Australian industry that has not been talked about by the mainstream media, or even in this documentary yet. A group of people who have lost their entire line of work. The production team.
Why is no one talking about production? The area where thousands are now unemployed all across Australia.
The production team in a large-scale co-production between Australia and Hollywood employs typically over 500 individuals, with over months of work, in some case, years. But with all co-productions shut down Australia-wide, production members are now out of a job, and important funds are no longer being distributed to the local economy. I spoke with production runner and social media influencer Pablo Film Club about the state of the industry in Australia and how this has impacted the production members.
People have been in it for like 10-plus years have told me that this is like the biggest dry spell they've ever experienced, like in Melbourne, in their whole career. Like, they've never ever experienced something like this. Like, they always have constant work, because a lot of the people that I became close with were like consistent workers, like unit, who will always get jobs, or, you know, runners or PAs, cast drivers, like people who there's just consistent work, but there has been nothing, and they've felt like a huge hit from the writer's strike.
This impact is not just felt in Melbourne. Mortal Kombat 2 and Apples Never Fall were two large-scale projects filming in the Gold Coast. According to the MEAA, over 800 people have been stood down and lost their jobs between both projects, and the $170 million that would have hit the local economy is no longer entering the Gold Coast area.
I had really good friends who moved to Queensland kind of semi-temporarily because they were on the makeup team for Mortal Kombat. When you're in the film industry, you have to like rearrange your life for like months and months and months, especially a big job like that. So, you know, she organized like, you know, someone to lease her place while she was here, someone to look after her animals while she was here, her transport, like everything. So when it all fell apart because of the production going on a hiatus with the writer's strike, it's this huge kind of fallout effect of people having to rearrange their lives, like having to come back, you know, speak to the person that you leased their house to. She wasn't even able to like get her own place back because there was a contract.
Production members include creatives who build props, design costumes and wardrobe, run lighting, drive crew, move equipment, gather B-roll, cater, work in admin, and fill so many other roles in the film process. So many projects will no longer see the light of day, such as the $190 million project Metropolis that was supposed to film in Melbourne.
Yeah, Metropolis was this enormous project that was a Fritz Lang remake that was being filmed here in Melbourne. It was going to be filmed at the Docklands Studios, and it was supposed to be a 3-year project. And that one just fell. And again, I had friends who were booked onto that for the next year and a half, which in the film is that never happens. Like over a year is like a massive job that you'd be very lucky to get.
All of these production members have bills to pay, families to feed, and lives to live. And going from having a stable income to having zero financial stability is devastating. The mainstream media is not running this story regarding production losing their job, meaning spreading the information yourself is the only way to get people talking.
A lot of people, when they hear about a production being cancelled, you kind of just in your head, you go, oh, actors, director, maybe some people in suits and a producer, but you don't think about the unit members, you don't think about the runners. Like, I can easily, off the top of my head, name easily 50 people that have lost their job, that have planned their life for the next year and has completely just blown up in their face. In any other industry, if you heard of 50 layoffs or 50 people getting fired, people would be up in arms because that's not normal. It's not healthy and it's not ethical.
And Pablo is right. 50 people losing their job is massive. And that's just 50 people he himself knows. Disney laid off over 7,000 staff members in the past year, including the head of Marvel, who is responsible for the $29.6 billion franchise. That is $29.6 billion in revenue for Disney, and they fired the man who handed it to them. If this is how they treat their major players, then think of how little these producers and companies value their production members, actors, and of course, their writers.
Listening to the conversations of producers, like, it's just such an eye roll for anyone that's trying to get into the industry that's young and has a voice that, you know, I believe should be heard. And these producers, they only focus on a few things, which is clicks, accessibility, you know, making sure that it's going to make money. That is their main focus. But the fact that there's no real focus on creativity and creating things that are just simply for the paycheck, to me, is just kind of nonsense.
Organizational greed runs rampant in the Australian and American industry and has ramifications that have not even been spoken about yet. Movie cinemas are being massively impacted, finally recovering from COVID and now with the potential to experience another quiet period as massive film releases are being pushed back. Nearly 500 cinemas operate across Australia and will all experience massive quiet periods from December to March and even beyond as studios delay films further and further. There are so many voices in the industry that are being impacted. The scale and size is unprecedented. All of the voices you have heard here are only a fraction of the industry. The Australian industry is well and truly burning and there are no signs of the fire being put out.
What is the good that can come out of this? What is the solution?
Even though the Australian industry is in trouble, there's still some light at the end of the tunnel. All of the voices you've heard today have been able to see positives in the wake of this strike.
There's so many amazing stories here that need to be told. I think there's so many Indigenous stories that need to be told. And the fact that that part of our culture is completely unrecognized on the global sphere, like, really pisses me off. I mean, just like being in America, people don't even really know about our Indigenous people and this and what they've been through and their Dreamtime stories and their beautiful, rich culture. And I think there's so much of that that needs to be, like, documented and told, and if this kind of strike and these sorts of scenarios lead to more of that work being made, I mean, it would be awesome.
Love A24. I think companies like that are the future. They have already, like, adhered to SAG's rights. The films that they're producing are not only, like, diverse and international and, like, got really broad range from, like, you know, the biggest Hollywood stars to, like, I know Aussies who are in Talk To Me. So I do think that there are totally going to be just new, fresh connections and pathways, and the industry is just going to look different, and I think that's exciting.
Courtney is right. Companies have made interim agreements such as A24. This means that these companies accepted all of the terms, increased pay, restrictions on AI, and the whole nine yards. A24 is valued at $2.5 billion and can afford these terms. Disney's net worth is over $150 billion. Whilst it's unfortunate that these large companies are staying in their greedy ways, this has allowed amazing independent Australian productions to shine, such as the 2023 box office success, Talk To Me, an A24 Adelaide production that has grossed over $50 million at the box office on a $5 million budget.
I think a really exciting point to make is that we are experiencing a shift in the industry where Australian IP and Australian original content, especially from emerging creators and emerging voices, like queer, marginalized people specifically, are finally kind of getting their chance to shine. And I think producers are finally starting to realize that young filmmakers can write original content. We don't need to be bringing giant productions to Australia like Marvel and Disney. We can make good genre, good original stories. So I hope that that's the case, and I hope this is a mark of that, but I guess we'll have to wait and see.
And of course, there is a general air of optimism that artificial intelligence will never replace humans in the roles of actors, extras, and writers.
The people that we put on set are great. AI will be good, but the human aspect of performance and art is that it's done for humans, by humans, and you can't beat that. AI can't beat that. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it thinks it's better than humans. It can't beat a human.
The reason why I want to be a writer is because I want to connect with an audience and I want them to emotionally connect with my story. And, you know, if you can do that, it's sort of something special. But if you're watching a movie and you emotionally connect with it and you find out a robot or an AI has written it, that feels kind of weird. It doesn't feel quite right.
I encourage all of you out there to support these independent production companies and to support the production of Australian projects. Furthermore, spread the word of the corruption from the producers and major organisations that are running this industry into the ground. The more awareness that is created, the better the conditions for both Australians and Americans alike. You can donate to the SAG and WGA funds to support the writers and actors whilst they strike, and in the meantime, support Australian creators by watching Aussie-made films, shows and programs. The strike may still be going, but the public can help influence the negotiation process and show these organisations that they cannot break the spirit of the creatives and they deserve a fair pay. The corporations have the ability to put the fire out. All they have to do is make their move.